Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Brad Roy of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford County. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're in the middle of reapportionment, which is something that only happens every so often in Pennsylvania, and it's something that is put in place, of course, by the Constitution. It requires us to do this. Exactly what are we doing here, and why is it done on a 10-year schedule?
Every 10 years, the state House and state Senate districts and the U.S. House districts have to get rearranged so that each have approximately the same number of people. It's two different processes. For the state House and the state Senate, there's a five-person commission that actually draws the boundaries for the legislative districts. It's basically the four top leaders in the House and Senate. Those four people pick the fifth person. Those five people draw the new boundaries. We don't actually vote on that in the legislature. And once the plan's approved, those are the new districts. The U.S. House districts are done by a completely different process. We have to actually pass a state law for the U.S. House districts. The law would basically state what areas are in the first district, the second district, and so on. We are going from 19 U.S. House districts down to 18 because Pennsylvania has not gained population as quickly as other states. So we're actually going to have to take a map that has 19 U.S. House districts and take it down to 18. So there are going to be a lot of lines moving around.
And let's talk about how those lines move. I know that Western Pennsylvania seems to be targeted for some of these moves.
Most of the population loss or slow population growth that is taking place in Pennsylvania is on the west side of the state. Nearly every county west of Centre County has lost population or has grown at a lower than average rate in the last 10 years. Everything east of State College has gained in population. So with the state House and state Senate seats and the U.S. House seats that have to be moved, they are going to be from the west.
And what's happening with that congressional lines as far as we know right now?
Well, going from 19 to 18 is difficult, and most of the population loss was in the Southwest, so that's probably where a seat is going to be taken out of. And when a seat gets taken out, all the other seats, the boundaries have to get moved to fill in the space, so there are going to be a lot of differences.
And of course, in the House and the Senate, there's going to be changes as well, especially in the Northwest.
Yeah, in the state House, the seat that Representative John Evans currently represents, that seat is moving east over into Berks County. So all of the remaining seats in the area have to readjust to fill in the space that is missing because of the Evans seat moving.
And what's it look like for both Erie and Crawford counties?
It looks like in Erie County, the western portion of Erie County that Representative Evans had, it's going to be split up into the 17th district that Representative Brooks represents now, the 6th district that I represent, and a portion of it to the 3rd district that Representative Horniman represents. In Crawford County, most of the area that was in the 5th is going to go to the 17th, and a little bit of it's going to go to my district.
Representative Roy, thanks for your views on this year's reapportionment, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.